All right, the Western Conference champion Phoenix Suns getting ready to tee it back up for defending that Western Conference crown. They've added some new pieces, and one of those players joins us now. It's Landry Shamet, who checks in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Landry, my name's Vince. My partner's Dan. Thanks for the time, and welcome to Phoenix.
Vince, Dan, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
I know it's early. No, you guys don't go to camp yet, but you've been a member of the Suns for a while. I mean, how much access have you had to your teammates, and what are your early vibes of being part of the Phoenix Suns?
Yeah, it's just funny. A lot of these guys are, you know, part of my draft class, so, you know, I'm already pretty familiar with a number of them. But, you know, I actually just got down here about 3 weeks ago, been at the facility, getting used to, you know, all the staff, all my new teammates, mm-hmm. and all the guys, and just kind of, you know, trying to fit myself into this culture. And it's been great so far, man. It's been awesome.
What was your reaction when the deal went down, given how the Suns sort of really kind of had a reawakening last year in terms of their relevance?
Yeah, I mean, my first reaction was, you know, me and Monty, he was with me in Philly, so we were really close there. He, you know, was kind of my mentor, and not only just on the court, but in life in general, and transitioning into the NBA and that lifestyle. So I was really excited about that reconnection there. And then obviously, you know, a team that was just in the NBA Finals, came out of the West, and, you know, a young team, young group, everybody in the league knows about the culture here, that they're building, and what they're doing here is special. So, I mean, I was excited. I kind of had a hunch I was going to get moved, you know, around the draft. And, you know, I'm just glad and happy it was here to Phoenix. So I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. I'm happy to be here. And can't wait to, you know, get started and assert myself.
Yeah, you kind of answered my next question, Landry, is that, yeah, I mean, you came from a good situation in Brooklyn, although with the injuries last year, it didn't go as smoothly as possible. But you were a real big piece of that rotation. So I was going to ask if you could expand more on just how surprised, if at all, you were when you got dealt.
I mean, no, I don't know if I was surprised. I felt like, you know, looking at it from a, you know, a team perspective, I mean, they had to make some sort of move, and given the pieces and what we had and whatnot, I think it made sense. Mm-hmm. And it's just the business of it, you know? So, I mean, it's always surprising, you know, to an extent when you hear, hey, you've been traded, but I kind of had a hunch and a feeling, you know, from what I was hearing and that sort of thing, that I might be on the move. And I had a couple of different destinations in mind that I thought were going to, you know, come to fruition. Uh-huh. But I'm just glad it was Phoenix. So
I'm sorry. And you obviously bring a lot to the table. In fact, in watching you play, I mean, obviously you can shoot the ball well. Obviously you're very fast. But what I love about your game is you are so decisive when the basketball is in your hands. Tell me about your philosophy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky growing up playing AAU basketball. I've been with the same AAU program since the fourth grade, played all the way through my senior year. So, and that guy was, you know, our coach was super big on fundamentals and teaching the entirety of the game, not just positionally, making decisions, being a basketball player to the fullest extent of the word. So I pride myself on that, trying to know how to play, know how to make the right reads and make smart, easy plays. I don't got to make crazy, spectacular, sexy plays all the time, but just making the right one and knowing that that's going to be enough to help my team. So I take pride in that. And, you know, I'm excited to be here in this system where, you know, Monty likes to coach and have a number of sets and be able to make decisions out of our offense. So I'm excited.
Landry Shamet of the Phoenix Suns, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. I'd like to know, Landry, if you're a guy, I mean, the way the Nets were eliminated from the playoffs was pretty painful in a game seven, and it truly a game of inches there. Are you one of those guys that can still watch the playoffs after you're eliminated? And if you are, what was your impressions of the Suns while the finals were going on?
I took about, you know, a good, probably close to a week before I put basketball on the TV again. Mm-hmm. But Phoenix was always one of my favorite teams this year, just how they played. And you could tell, you could feel it every time you know, lace them up against the Suns, like the camaraderie, the connectivity from, you know, head coach down to the last guy on the bench. It all felt like they knew it. You know, they were on the same page, and they played the right way too, which I always really respected. So their run into the playoffs, it wasn't surprising to me. I was, you know, expecting them to be, you know, the best team out of the West. I always thought that. And it was just kind of cool to see it come to fruition. And, you know, I know a lot of these guys, so I was happy for them. But, you know, obviously came up a little bit short.
Well, you and the Suns have a lot in common, and that is that in the end, you both got by Giannis. And and looking back, was it just his time? Was this just a case where that guy and his force of will was not going to be denied?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to, you know, argue against that. I mean, he's a great player, obviously, as we all know. You know, to win a championship, from what I've learned and seen, you got to be really good, you got to be really healthy, and you got to be really lucky, you know, in some extent. You know, so, and they were all those things. Giannis especially was really, really good. He was incredible in that playoff run. Middleton, I mean, Drew defensively, disrupting things. I mean, they're a great team. And I think, you know, if you look at it and cut it the way it is, like, they probably deserve it. They played, you know, great and the most consistent throughout the entire playoffs. So, maybe it's, if you want to look at it that way, it's one of those things that was just kind of destined. But, you know, you could also cut it in a way of, you know, one or two bounces goes a little bit differently here for the Suns, and maybe it's a different story. You know, it's hard to tell, but they're a great team, and they definitely deserve what they got, for sure.
Landry Shamet of the Suns, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. I'm sure you saw some of it during the finals, and I'm sure you've been told time and time again, the love affair between this city and the Phoenix Suns is back in a big way. But I'm curious, you come in from a year in Brooklyn, and maybe last year wasn't the greatest example because it started with empty arenas and COVID and everything, but what is the relationship between the borough of Brooklyn and the Nets? I've always been fascinated by that.
Yeah, it's I think naturally it gets a little bit drowned out by the entirety of New York's relationship with the Knicks. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's kind of definitely tier number one. But in that small kind of section of Brooklyn, and the fans there that are passionate about it want to be a little bit different than, you know, the status quo of being a Knicks fan. You know, it is cool, especially once we started allowing fans in. You know, it was cool. It was a good, good rapport. But I will say, I think it was definitely drowned out by the, you know, crazy Knicks fans.
Oh, sure.
I really like what you said earlier when you talked about the connectivity of a basketball team and what that can mean on the floor. Why don't you elaborate on that? What is it like when you get on a team, when the team matters most, when the basketball is shared freely, when everybody is kind of chasing the same thing?
Right. Yeah. You know, everybody's on the same page. You can always tell, too, by the communication between a head coach and, you know, their best players, not only, but, you know, other guys, role guys, different guys who are in positions of, you know, play calling, playmaking, different perspectives on the floor. And I think Monty's always had an open ear to that. And you could tell in how he communicates and holds everybody accountable. Nobody complains or really sees it as, you know, coaches being hard on me or singling me out. You know, you can just kind of tell and pick up on these things, you know. So I think all that stuff is the intangible stuff that's the most important in terms of connectivity, knowing everybody's coming from the same place, has the same goal. And then obviously in how you play, you know, the ball is moving freely. Everybody's empowered to make decisions, make plays quickly, be you, you know. Like, it's a fun style to watch, and, you know, it will be a fun style to play for sure, so. So, yeah.
Landry Shamet, our guest. One more before we let you go. We appreciate the time. You come from, like I mentioned, a star-studded team in Brooklyn. You're now joining one of the best backcourts in the NBA with a legendary point guard in Chris Paul and a star in the making in Devin Booker. Just, if you could, real quick, Landry, give your thoughts on just sharing the backcourt with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to say, right? You know, I mean, especially for Chris. I haven't told him yet, but, I mean, he was – probably my first, like, favorite player.
Wow.
Growing up, I was wearing his, you know, signature shoes, and I got a jersey of his for Christmas one year. And, you know, he was like, you know, a little middle school me. Like, he was my idol. So I think that more than anything is pretty, you know, really cool. This is definitely, as far as guys I played with, and I've played with a lot of them so far, I think Chris is definitely, you know, the most, you know, the kind of craziest one for me in my whole evolution.
Like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm playing with this guy.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, like, you know, I played with a number of those, you know, type of guys, superstar level guys, where it's not as crazy anymore, but I think this one's just, you know, has more of the sentimental, like, I grew up on this
right.
guy.
That's great.
And then Devin, obviously, you know, a young guy still growing into himself and still has so much room to get better and is already so good, so smart, works hard, competitive, just, you know, does all the things you want from you know, your team's, you know, best players. And that's both of those guys. They're both going to compete. They're both locked in. They're both smart, know the game, know their teammates, and that's all you want. So it's exciting. I can't wait to lace them up and get on the floor with them and hopefully help make their lives easier too.
Yeah, we can't wait to watch you play. I can't wait to watch this team play. Landry, thanks so much for the time. Good to get to know you a little bit.